right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of today's Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, I want to thank everybody thus far who's participated in the show, and thank you who've taken the time out to listen. I'm always flattered that people think that I have something of importance to say. It is an honor. Every opportunity to come before an audience of people who somehow think that there's something of value in what you have to say. But I want to say this before we get out of here. An alderwoman in the city of Milwaukee, Ms. Shantia Lewis, has lost her seat and may wind up in jail because she somehow mistakenly, I shouldn't say mistakenly, but foolishly used the resources that were given to her for her campaign to put that money in her bank account. And now she's not only has she lost her seat, but she's going to be losing her freedom. And I don't know, Connor, you know, older people make $72,000 a year in Milwaukee, which is not a pauper's wage by any stretch of the imagination. Those are coveted positions. There are always a lot of people who run for them because it's just like once you become an older person, you are there for life. It's almost like being a congressman or a senator. Unless you do something that will eventually cause you to lose your position, like former alderwoman Shantia Lewis. I remember when she first came to office. And if you're an elected official, man, you know, I think humility should be the number one thing on your plate. Because when people, just like as I stated about being on the air, if people take the time to vote for you and they think that you are trustworthy, and again, as representative government, you are representing them, that you should be humble and say, man, I'm here because of the people. I'm not here because I'm the smartest person, you know, in the world, and nobody smarter than I am, and that's why these people voted for me, and that's why these people keep voting for me, because they know I'm this and I'm that. No, you should be humble. And if you approach it from that perspective, then your head doesn't get so big. Look, man, if I ever allowed myself to think more of myself than I should, and my head got bigger than the door, then I couldn't be, you know, enter into this studio in order to do the show. Because my ego would overtake me. But my feet are firmly planted on the ground. And I know that because I'm here today on these airwaves, tomorrow may be another day. And I've been around the radio business now long enough to know that today you're here, tomorrow you're gone. And so it's a privilege and an honor every second of every minute of every hour of every day to be doing radio. And there's somebody who's in a much better position, smarter, you know, brighter than I am, certainly more educated than I am, who could come in here and do this show. For heaven's sakes, I think that they can bring a trained monkey in here sometimes who can do a better job of this than I. So I'm never going to allow myself to think more of myself than I should. Politricksters should do the same. When you get to the point where your ego drives you and you can't see yourself, right? I can see myself. And I don't see myself as anything special or anybody special. And so I'm never going to get into a point where I come in here with my head totally up in the air, walking like I'm, you know, Donald Trump, you know, with the best posture that can possibly be. And they say, oh, here he comes, and the coronation starts, and, you know, and then I walk in and I sit down. And all I think about is me, 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 me. I think we got one last caller. We'll see who that is. Just put them on. You don't need to screen them. Just put them on. Who do we have?
Bob from Wisconsin, East Coast.
All right. So what's going on? What do you say?
Well, good morning, Earl. I think it's really ironic. It's $50 billion going back to the richest of the rich. If that money was spent in 50 poorest zip codes across the country, that money would go right straight up through the economy and right straight back to the richest. Everyone would benefit.
Yeah, but you know what? So the only way that would happen is if the people that we elect truly do represent the people, right? In a representative government. That's the only way that can possibly happen.
That, and if the richest of the rich really realize where their wealth comes from.
Well, why would they? Because there's so many people who are willing to bow to people who have the cash, right?
But they themselves need to realize where their wealth comes from. They don't create it themselves. It's created by the consumer and the people that work for them.
I would say to you that you are absolutely correct. But, you know, who's going to make them believe that and think that? If you're Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, especially him, and you have your heaven on earth, right?
Yep.
Those people have what Christians constantly refer to as the pearly gates, streets paved with gold. They don't have to think about, when I die, I'm going to heaven. They've got heaven on earth. Based on
what they think they do.
Yeah, based on what they believe heaven is, right? And a description of it is streets paved with gold and pearly gates. So, you know, if you've got everything you want on this earth financially and control over people, then you really have some power. And the power that you have is the power that the people gave you. Because the people aren't strong enough to realize that the power is really not in any individual. It's in themselves.
Right. Correct. Right. It's in a collective society.
That's correct. And we've somehow lost that, right? And
well, we need to keep pounding it because an epiphany can come. in these people when they realize what they really are.
Well,
and if they're really carrying their wealth for others, not just themselves.
Well, if you listen to me, you know that that's what I'm talking about every day. And and we're going to keep on talking about that because, we need the change, right? And the change has to come from conversation, and that's what we're going to do. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for listening. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, as always, my friend. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy the weather. It's fleeting. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you on tomorrow.